I was praying today and asking the Lord what I need to talk to you tonight about. And I think that everybody here understands that we are living in the last of the last days. I mean, all you got to do is just read your Bible and compare it with the news. And what the Russians are doing in the Middle East is just another part of the puzzle putting together. The end is near. And the thing that really bothers me, I guess, more than anything else, some of my dear friends that I know well have told me they're not ready for the end. That is so heartbreaking. So heartbreaking. Well, let me just stop here. Stop right here. Is everybody listening to me right now? How many of you in this congregation could honestly say by your raising of your hand that if Jesus was to come right now, you know you are ready. You are ready. Is there anybody here that would be honest enough to say, Brother Savage, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. God help us. Turn to us in your Bibles tonight, 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Chapter 3. And we want to start reading at verse 8. If you are a Bible reader, you would notice the similarities between 2 Peter and 2 Thessalonians and 1 and 2 Timothy and Jude and Revelation. I think you would take special notice. All of those writers of those books, they all picture the great apostasy of the last days. And every one of them described the leaders of the last day apostasy and reveal the end of the anti-Christian forces in this country. So we want to read for just a minute or two tonight. Amen. On some of this, if you will, verse 8 of chapter 3 of 2 Peter. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then what all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Praise God. You may be saying we are certainly living in the last days. I was reading today in Psalms also, in Psalms 39 in verse 4. He said, Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Lord, make me to know mine end. And I know these are probably strange verses of scripture to read to you tonight. Somebody said, you're preaching to the choir. I want to tell you, sometimes the choir needs to be preached to. I want to talk to you tonight about the end. The end. Praise God. Humanly speaking, everything has a beginning and an ending. It has an origin and a conclusion. There is both a starting point and the starting time and the ending of whatever it is in nature. In the field of nature, we know of no animal organism, no plant life, no life at all, no matter how elementary, that has not got a starting place or a beginning somewhere. Amen. And I'm not an evolutionary person. I don't believe in the evolution of scientists today. But even some of the evolutionary theory, amen, tells us that all living things had a beginning somewhere. They may go way back beyond where we go. But everything has a beginning. Do you believe that? Say amen. 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 The same is true of all life that we know here today. We know of no living thing, but common experience teaches us, amen, that sometime you are going to die. Every living thing is going to die. For all living things have preceded, amen, us have died at some point in time. Amen. I'd like to read, and I may be odd to some people, I guess I really am, but I like to read in the genealogies, amen, and go through all those names of people that lived in the book of Genesis. To me, that is, in a way, it's intriguing. But in the fifth chapter of Genesis, it goes through the list of all these people that lived and how long they lived. Adam lived to be 930 years of age. Hello here. I can't imagine living 100 years of age. Adam lived 930 years. Amen. Who was it? Methuselah lived 69 years, the oldest man recorded in the Bible. Amen. But all of those people in those genealogies of chapter 5, every one of them, without exception, except two, amen. Amen. They died. Adam lived 930 years and he died. And it went through the whole list and it said, and he died. and he died. Longest living man, Methuselah, lived 969 years and he died. Every living earthly thing has an end somewhere. Amen. I want to tell you, we have a birthday, the day we started breathing air in life, but you're going to have a death day as well. You don't have to be old to die. Hello here. Amen. Y'all stay with me here. I want to talk to y'all. Amen. My heart is heavy and burdened today. Amen. As I considered my dear friends that I love so much and I know and they've told me that they're not ready for the end. Amen. God help us to realize that the end is near. Amen. Sister Lana Holden was only 46 years old. Amen. And she died just this past week, 46. Young lady, young mother, amen, a young wife, and gone into that world of the unknown. Praise God. Amen. I've preached, I guess, hundreds, if not thousands of funerals in my lifetime as a preacher. Amen. I have preached babies that were born dead. Amen. And held them. The mothers held them and cried and wept. Amen. And I preached their funeral. I preached funerals. Are y'all still with me? Of adolescent years, children, sometimes that we think are just at the age of learning how to live. And amen. Something happened. Tragedy came. And they went into another world. Amen. I have preached teenagers' years. Yeah, teenagers die too. You listen to me tonight. Teenagers die too. And it doesn't always have to be a heart attack. Doesn't always have to be a cancer. It doesn't always, come on here, have to be some dreaded disease. But I want to tell you, you are going to die. It is appointed unto every man once to die. But that's not the end, but after this, the judgment. Amen. Every living thing has an end as well as a beginning. Amen. Man has a birthday and a death day. Amen. We know of no man in history that has not been born with the exception of two, Adam and Eve. They were created in the image of God. Every human being since then, amen, are y'all still with me, has been born, amen, of a mother somewhere. Amen. The Christian knows of but two who did not die, and yet those two experienced an end to their earthly life. Amen. God took them out of this world. Enoch and I, Elijah, were unique in that they did not die as you and I, amen, are going to die. They went to yonder world by a translation of God. But everybody else, amen, as our fathers have died, we are going to die. I want the Lord to help me tonight. I want to narrow our attention tonight, amen, to the end of things rather than to include the beginnings. Everybody has to have a beginning. Everything, all plant life has a beginning. Amen. But all plant life dies as well. Amen. One's birth is wholly and completely outside the realms of your own control. You didn't have any control whether you wanted to be born or not. Amen. You didn't have the choice of what family you wanted to be born into. You didn't have any choice, amen, of what brother or sister that you have before you were born. That was not your choice. Amen. You don't even choose your own parents. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, there's something inside of me that tells me that men and women today think that they're just going to live and live and live and no concern about eternity. No concern about tomorrow. No concern about their soul. No concern. Help me here. Amen. I'm talking to you this evening about the end. Endings. The actual ending of a thing. the actual ending of a life, the actual ending of a day. Day starts in the morning when the sun rises, and when it sunsets, the day is over and gone. Amen. Friendships start, and we have good friends in life, but sometimes those friendships come to an end. Amen. By some tragic misunderstandings, perhaps. Amen. Or a loss of a friend that we don't always understand. Amen. But I was thinking today that every man has a desire to accomplish certain things in life. Young people want to be, amen, a great football player. Some want to be a baseball player. Some want to, come on, y'all stay with me here. Some want to achieve wealth in life. Some want to have great things that they can, amen, share with others of their friends. Amen. But I want to tell you, everything is going to come to an end. You've got an ambition, and that's good and wonderful. You need to have an ambition to work in life. But I want to tell you, that ambition and that desire is going to end, amen, when you take your last breath. Amen. There are a lot of people that, amen, have started out to make a millionaire in life. Amen. And there are a lot of millionaires these days, and some even billionaires. Amen. Donald Trump said he's got $10 billion. I don't know how much, amen, or how to count that high. But I want to tell you, Donald Trump is going to die and meet God just as much as a pauper. Amen. Help me here. Amen. The accumulation of wealth in life, amen, is an objective. Amen. But I want to tell you, it's going to come to an end as well. Most men search for it. Amen. They search for wealth. They search for to be a millionaire. Amen. But there are a lot of people that have searched for, amen, millions of dollars and have failed. Amen. My dear friend, I'm not going to call his name. Amen. You'd know him. Amen. He said, I want to be a millionaire. So he said, I just give up on my first million and started on my second one because I never did achieve it. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, your desires and ambitions in life seem so important at the time. You want to make something out of your life. You want to be something. You want to be somebody. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, your life may end a long time before you are ready for it to end. Amen. Everything that you have in life, amen, that you hold in possession of your hands, amen, when you are gone, somebody else, amen, is going to have the possession of what you have. Amen. And nothing in life is worth losing your soul over. Amen. Let me ask you a question. How much is your soul worth to you? How much would you, amen, come on here. How much would you sell your soul for? Would you sell it for popularity? Would you sell it to be in the newspapers? Would you sell your soul just to have a little time in life of fame and fortune? What is your soul worth to you? But I want to tell you, if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what is a man profited? What is the advantage of it? If you have everything that your heart could desire, and you come down to the end of life, amen, and you're not ready to meet God, you're going to have to face Him in eternity, amen, for the deeds done in this body, amen. What is everything you've got worth? Man is all too quick to claim everything within his reach as his own. It's my house. Hello here. It's my car. It's my money. Ooh, am I doing all right here? Amen. It's my possessions. Amen. They neglect to consider God who gave you the brains. Come on here. Amen. Amen. Who leave God out? Amen. The iron and the coal and the oil in the earth, amen, is ours by right of discovery or a title deed. Amen. Amen. Forgetting it is God that placed it there and ordained that laws that render their use profitable to those who have possession of it momentarily. Amen. My brain, my ability, my time. Am I doing all right? My talent, my energy, my labor. It's my this and my that. Amen. But I want to tell you, it's all going to come to an abrupt end before you're ready for it. Amen. We credit ourselves with what few possessions that we have in life. Amen. And I'm glad. Come on here. I'm glad you have a home. I'm glad you have a car. I'm glad you have clothes on your body. I'm glad you've got food in the pantry. I'm glad you got a deep breeze that's running over. Amen. Come on here. But what is all of that in comparison with eternity? Where are you going to spend it? Amen. We do not have any end of life in view. Most men have some aim in life and some objective, some end to strive for. But did not the Bible say, is not life more than possessions? And we are approaching the end of this dispensation of time. All you got to do is listen to the newscast and all the earthquakes. Just this week, Oklahoma had another earthquake. Amen. Unheard of. They told how many earthquakes that Oklahoma has had within the last 12 months. Amen. And it's astronomical that in the Midwest part of our United States that they had an earthquake. It's nothing unusual to hear about an earthquake in California. One of these days, that thing's probably going to drop off in the ocean. Amen. That's not unusual. We've had an earthquake here on the East Coast a few years ago that shocked everybody. Amen. The storms that is sweeping over our country. Amen. That you have no control of. The government has no control over. Amen. They don't know what to do. Amen. The Bible said men's hearts failing them for fear of the things that's coming upon this world. Amen. And I want to tell you, amen, tonight that the end is near. Sir, say young person, say young lady, say young man, you've got a lifetime ahead of you, you think. Amen. But God can just cut it short in a moment of time. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I really am. I'm an older man. I told somebody the other day, and I've told this congregation, I expected to get old, but I didn't think it'd come this quick. Amen. But I want to tell you, a lot of my dear friends never made it this far. You don't have to be old to die. And what are you going to do? What excuse are you going to give to God when that last breath exhales out of your lungs and that heart beats for the last time? What are you going to tell God? You can't tell him that you didn't hear. You can't tell him that you didn't know. You cannot tell him that you did not have an opportunity, because most of you in this congregation has been in this church building service after service after service. And God's Spirit has tugged at your heart. Father, I thank you for your presence today. I pray, oh God, I pray. Oh God, I pray for hearts that are in this place tonight. You know men's hearts better than anybody here. And that precious soul, Lord, that is not ready. Is not ready. Should you call them out of this world for in a moment of unexpectance? Oh God, I pray, Holy Spirit, that your love would reach into this congregation tonight. Touch some precious heart. Oh God. Oh God. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed, I don't want nobody looking around here tonight. I need to pray in church right now, because I feel this is an urgent service. While saints of God are praying, my dear friend, would you just raise your hand for the savage? I'm not ready. I know I ought to be, and I should be. I'm waiting on you tonight. By the tender mercy and love of God, is that precious soul that lifts up your hand up, preacher. Oh, preacher, I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't want to leave out of this world unprepared. Let me see your hand. Saints of God, pray. Saints of God, pray. I feel the Spirit of the Lord tugging at some hearts here in this service. Oh, God. How about it? How about it, sir? How about it? How about it? I'm waiting on you. The Holy Ghost is waiting on you. God's a dealing and tugging at your heartstrings tonight. Pulling you, pleading with you. You know you're here. God knows you're here. Angels are in this place waiting for you to make the right step. Would you right quick just slip your hand up and right back down? Preacher, I ain't ready. I ain't ready, preacher. God bless you. I'm waiting on you. Is there another in this congregation tonight? Is there another? Right quickly. We're going to come pray. But it's very, very important that you give your soul. Give your soul a chance to be right with God. Amen. Is there another here in this congregation? I'm waiting on you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Brenda. The sweet Holy Spirit is in this place tonight. These precious souls that have raised their hand. Are you concerned enough about your soul that you don't want to die lost and go to hell? That you just get out of your seat right now and come to this altar? How about it, Damien? How about it, Brandon? The Holy Ghost is in this service tonight, reaching, pleading, and tugging. The end is near. The end is so near. Others in this congregation, you want to come? You want to come? Amen. I'm just going to wait just a moment. We're all going to come. But I pray tonight. My heart's heavy. I'm burdened. I'm reaching for some souls in this place tonight. Your life is important to God. It's important to me. And it's very important to your own self. You want to come? Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, God. Sing, Marcia. Everybody stand.